In a booming real estate market, you can still find people with low incomes living in increasingly expensive communities, thanks to affordable housing programs. But there's a growing concern the state's affordable housing stock could shrink by tens of thousands of units by the end of the decade. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
Briston Arms is tucked into a quiet corner of North Cambridge, not far from Fresh Pond. With trees and bushes aplenty, it's a neighborhood of about 150 garden-style apartments, most reserved for low-income tenants.
There's a great amount of comfort in having something stable to rely on.
Ted McCabe pays a little over $400 a month for his apartment at Briston Arms, but without government subsidies, it would go for $2,000. Suffering from depression, McCabe lives on disability and federal Section 8 vouchers. He sees himself as part of the neighborhood fabric.
It's nice to see that there's a larger variety of people who are still just people. It shows that the community cares about each other. Whereas if it's just a matter of the people living here being the ones who can afford it, then you lose that sense that the people care about each other.
Ted McCabe has called Briston Arms home for two decades. But this year, when the development's owners put it up for sale, his home and 100 other subsidized apartments like it were in jeopardy.
The fear was that this was simply a prelude for conversion to market. And that's pretty scary.
Bill Bronner works to preserve affordable housing in the state and says things could get even scarier. He says across Massachusetts, 20,000 privately owned affordable apartments could go market rate by the end of the decade. Bronner works for CDAC. The Community Economic Development Assistance Corporation works to protect affordable housing around the state. According to CDAC, as many as 5,000 apartments are most at risk for losing affordability. That's because they were financed through 40-year government loans, made on the condition that they stay affordable.
At the time, you can imagine, people thought 40 years is a huge period of time for affordability. And it was, but now the time's up.
Affordability at Briston Arms was set to expire in 2018. The owners put the development on the market, and three companies bid, including the nonprofit Preservation of Affordable Housing. Julie Kramer, vice president of the nonprofit, says the affordable community in Cambridge was primed for conversion.
Properties like Briston Arms in very high rent, low vacancy markets are really harder to capture because the upside is so great once the affordability restrictions have expired.
Kramer says its location, amenities, and construction type meant its apartments could be easily converted to market rate. Fortunately for low-income residents, the sellers, whose father founded Briston Arms, didn't want that to happen.
I think in their minds this was something their father had set out to do and that it was important for them to try and find a nonprofit or find someone that would keep the property affordable.
But ideals aside, Kramer's company needed to come up with a lot of cash, $42.5 million. They got it from a variety of sources, one of them Cambridge's Affordable Housing Trust. And now Kramer's nonprofit owns Briston Arms. It isn't just the funding that makes acquisitions like this possible. There's also a state law that gives affordable developers first dibs when a property hits the market. It's known as Chapter 40T. Basically, 40T imposes extra burdens on those trying to convert affordable housing to market rate. Howard Cohen was one of the top advocates for the law when it passed 6 years ago. Cohen says 40T is red tape by design.
And we did it intentionally. We knew we were creating the red tape. Some people were skeptical that the red tape would work. Some people like me thought, based on our real estate experience, red tape does work. And it has.
Cohen chairs the board of Beacon Communities, a for-profit company that owns some 5,000 affordable apartments across the state. Cohen says 40T gives his company and others like it a shoulder up in the bidding process. Here's how it works. When a property goes on the market, the state can designate a buyer that will maintain affordability, and that buyer gets extra time to put together the financing. For sellers, time is money, and by choosing an affordable developer, they can speed up the sale. It worked for Howard Cohen. 2 years ago, 40T was triggered when a development in Framingham called Edmonds House went on the market.
Very nice development. Could have easily been converted to market rate housing in one of our stronger economic communities. And as the owners there were considering their alternatives. They ultimately saw the obstacles imposed by 40T and were willing to sell it to us.
It was a win-win. Cohen's company got to add Edmund's house to its portfolio, and the low-income tenants got to stay in their homes. But not everyone is a fan of the model of privately owned, publicly subsidized housing. Steve Meacham calls it a nationwide disaster. He's an organizer with the community housing organization City Life Vida Urbana. Meacham says it's especially problematic in communities like Cambridge, where property rates have soared since the developments were first built.
All the owners who, you know, built in rundown areas with public subsidy, and then those areas take off, then they want to cash out, and you have to spend fortunes to keep them in subsidized program. So you have to buy the affordability over and over again.
And Meacham says the government can be stuck paying the subsidy. Meacham says subsidized housing should be owned by nonprofits. Whoever owns these low-income properties, Massachusetts' affordable housing market is going to get tighter in the coming years. Affordable housing expert Bill Bronner.
Unfortunately, if we look at what's coming down the pike, it's not going to stay that good. We have this bulge of mortgage maturities that are going to occur, and the resources that the state and local and federal organizations have are just not sufficient to preserve all of that.
When tax credits, housing vouchers, government grants, and low-interest loans dry up, there's just not enough to save every affordable apartment in the state. And given today's booming real estate market, some people are bound to be displaced. But not Ted McCabe, who, thanks to efforts by affordable housing activists and a bit of red tape, he'll get to stay in his apartment at Briston Arms.
I would not have been able to live in Cambridge. I don't think I could have lived within 20 miles of the city. All of the support that I have, it'd be gone. Just because I'd have to move.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.